Does anyone out there feel like they haven't lived up to their actual potential? I mean, I find it difficult most days to think about where I'm at and not be absolutely grateful, but then to still feel completely like a failure. And I say that because, you know, people always want you to be grateful, like as if you need to be reminded to be grateful for where you're at and not understanding that things could be worse, right? I actually am one of those people who doesn't believe those two things have anything to do with each other. Like you can be grateful and still be sad and disappointed in where you are in life. Those two things are not the same. And I don't know where along the way that got confused. Like there's this idea somehow that if you are grateful, then you will get everything that you want and need. And let me tell you, not true. I have been grateful my entire life for everything. And I am still in that place of wanting certain things and needing to succeed in a certain way. And it hasn't come to fruition. And my dreams are the dreams I've had consistently for a long time. And so I go back and I look at myself and I think, what have I done wrong? What have I not done correctly? What can I do better? How can I continue to persevere in a space of hope and joy and positivity so that I can ultimately get the goals and the things that I want? None of that has anything to do with how grateful I am. So I get really frustrated. You know, I get really frustrated when I talk to people and I just say simple things like, oh, I wish I had more money, you know, or I wish I had $100,000 because I would do A, B, C, and D. And then people say, oh, God, you shouldn't be so negative. Look where you live. Look what you've done. Look at what you've accomplished. And it's so weird because people don't realize that they are automatically negating or questioning my feelings and questioning whether or not I think I'm a good and decent person who've already accomplished a lot. It is one of my biggest pet peeves. I can still want things. I can still want to be the person I believe I can be and be grateful for where I'm at on the planet. It kind of reminds me when I was a little girl and I didn't want to eat, you know, my arroz con frijoles or whatever it is, broccoli or, you know, whatever horrible food we think food is when we're a kid, right? And a grown-up would say to me, you know, there are kids dying in Africa or something to like force you to eat, you know? First of all, I call bullshit, right? Like, secondly, that has nothing to do with my not wanting to eat certain foods, right? Those are not the same things. Like, I'm not trying to not eat my food because I have no sympathy or empathy for children who don't have food in Africa. I just don't like your fucking broccoli. You know what I mean? Or I'm tired of arroz con frijoles. Or I just ate a bag of M&Ms or something and I'm not hungry, mom, you know? But I think that's what bothers me. And it's always bothered me, even as a kid, where I would even be performing and I, you know, I would get a standing ovation or people would think I was great and I would focus really on the stuff I did wrong or that it didn't feel good or that I wasn't in it because I know my greatness. I know my own abilities. I know what I'm striving for. And some people might say, well, I think you're being hard on yourself. Okay, thank you, because you somehow know me better than me. This is not about being hard on yourself. This is about being honest, right? And I am very honest with who I am and what I want. And so my dilemma, and I know, you know, I don't know if it's anyone else's dilemma, but my dilemma is, how do I get from where I'm at right now to where I need to be? And please don't tell me perseverance, hard work. A lot of us are doing that. A lot of us are doing all those things. But a lot of us don't know what we don't know, right? And don't say you got to take chances, you got to leap. I need better, less cliche ideas and real wisdom. I need somebody to just take a shot and say, Carmen, you know what? I believe in you. Let me give you what you need so you can do what you need to do. That's what I need. Right? Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't it be great if people would stop telling you stuff that you already know and actually just put like their money where their mouth is and give you a shot? I would love someone to turn around and give me like $250,000 so that I can pay off my school bills and get myself out of debt and be in a place of comfort and solid foundation. And let me see what I can do. Let's see what I can do with that kind of solid foundation, right? Can you imagine who you could be if somebody actually gave you the shot? This conversation is a conversation that I have all the time with myself when I'm writing in my journal and stuff. It's just this idea that you're not doing everything in your power that you know how to do is such bullshit. If somebody wants to give me information that I don't know about, I'll try it. I'll do it. But I've already leapt. I've already taken the chances. I've already reached out to people. I've already put myself out there. I've already done all the things no one thought I would be able to do as a kid who grew up on the streets. And yet here I am, still in the same place, kind of trying to figure out, how do I get to the five things I want in life? How do I get there? If anyone has any ideas, I would love to hear them. This is just so that people know you're not alone. I'm frustrated as well, but we keep moving forward. We put one foot in front of the other anyways. And why do we do that? Because every day I learn something new about myself, and every day I feel more inspired, and every day I feel better when I walk along and share what I can with people. And even this podcast, as I'm sitting here talking about this and being extremely what I think about as vulnerable as I can be on a podcast, is I feel better because I realize that if even one person hears this, I know that one person will know they're not alone, that I'm in the same boat they are. And that makes me feel better, that we're going to walk through this together and get to the other side. And I'm going to get all five of those things that I want, because they're basic. They're basic. That's both the frustration and also the hope. Because I know they're basic wants and needs that I really, really want, I know I can achieve them. And so can't you. Till next time. Thanks for stopping by All About the Joy. Be better and stay beautiful, folks. Have a sweet day.